Hi, Josh. It's Nadine. I saw you calling in, and
died.
I'm like, you know what? That's what I thought, because then it went straight to my phone. I thought, oh, my gosh, I bet you his phone died.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I hope he doesn't think I hung up. It's okay. It happens to all of us. I do it to my cousin all the time. And she's like, I'm going to buy you an extra charger. Okay.
Hi, sweetie.
So where did we leave off at?
So we were talking about website cancellation, and we went over $49 to maintain it, $99 if I wanted the domain.
Yes.
Otherwise, I can pass
otherwise,
on it.
Or you could just pass on it. Correct. Uh-huh.
Yes.
But none of your information will disappear on your Google profile page, your Facebook page. You're still full owner of all of that, okay? So none of that goes away. But what I know where we left off at. So what I was telling you is, in your particular area right now, because this position is available, is why we're calling out on it. Now, when these positions open, there's a couple reasons why, okay? Either one, someone has moved out of the area, like out of the state or out of the city, and we have to repin them in their new location, or they've retired and they just close the doors. And there have been instances where they've sold the business, but the new owner of the company has their own marketing in place, so they don't want to take the marketing that the previous owner had, like with us, right? So that's when a position opens up in those instances. So the job of my representatives, I think you were talking with Tara earlier, her job is to call the businesses on the list that's given to her by our inventory department of potential businesses that qualify for the position. What qualified you? Because we look for a business that has a good reputation online, provides a quality service, and can handle more business. I haven't known you that long. I mean, we've talked maybe about, 30 minutes tops on the phone? I say you provide a quality type of service, and I say this because when I read the reviews from people who have used your services, Josh, I mean, they're saying your name in the review. You're conscientious, attentive to details. Someone who's attentive to details is someone who does quality work, right?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
That's someone who pays attention.
Ultimately, that's what's gonna, you know, create more business in the future. And I'm
exactly.
Well aware of that.
They talk about your professionalism. You go the extra mile. They talk about how the professional quote that's clearly laid out. And this is where I was going back to telling you earlier. As long as you're genuine with people, because that's what someone's looking for, is someone who's genuine and who's going to be just straightforward. Like, just give me what it's going to cost me, right? What can you do? And that's all they're looking for. They want someone to show them, like, and I think you're one of those, right? I'm sure you go into detail. You listen to what they want done. You might give your suggestions on how you can make it look even better than what they want, right? But you leave it up to that business owner. You're telling them, here's your options. And I say that because I was there when my sister-in-law was getting her kitchen remodeled. And she told the guy, look, this is what I want. This is what our budget is. What can you do? And I'll tell you what that guy told her. He's like, look, I suggest, I know you want this kind of granite countertop, but you're trying to stay within this budget. That's not going to work. Let me show you this other granite, right? That will work within your budget, and it's still going to go good with the color scheme that you have, right? And she was like, okay. And he even took her. He told her, meet me at the spot, and I'll help you pick out the stuff. So that's what people are looking for, that you're just hearing them out and that you're giving them away. Because I'll tell you, you'll get those same customers referring you to others.
Mm-hmm.
Again, modern day word of mouth. So I believe you have the skill set. You just got to believe in yourself and be confident, you know?
Totally. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. And that's why we were reaching out.
That's awesome. And that's comforting to hear that, you know, because it sounds like you guys want me to succeed because then we'll both make more money, right?
Let me tell you, you're successful with our program that's going to equal our success just as well.
Yeah.
Right? So this is why there's a team dedicated to your account that's managing it, because we want you to stick around for a long time because the program's working. Not because, oh man, I'm stuck on a contract for a year. I can't get out of it. We don't want anyone with us, you know, because of that reason. We want them with us because this program's working and I want to keep going. Right? So.
Yeah. And like $3,000 for a year of like dedicated marketing is, well, assuming we you know, hit our marks this year, is next year, I should say, is well within reason. So, I think that's, I have more, that's about everything. I'm sorry. I lost my train of thought.
It's okay. You're like me, but I think you're way younger than I am. I'm all way younger. Well, I got 12 grandkids.
Wow, goodness. That's awesome.
I know, right? I got so much time. You don't even sound like a grandma. Soon. I'm all, trust me, I got 12 of them for sure.
Cool.
And I'm not the favorite. My husband is, because he lets them do whatever they want.
Dang.
I'm like, yeah, you come to my house, you're not jumping on my couches. We sit on couches.
No, ma'am.
You know what I mean?
Ma'am.
You want to jump
on couches. And you better take your shoes off.
Oh, yeah. And then they look at me and they're like, I caught my grandson. My husband gave him a licorice. He hadn't even eaten his dinner. And I happened to walk in the room and he chucked that licorice across the room and he looked at my husband like, with the look like, why did you give me that? And I looked at him and I'm all, Sebastian. And he's all, I wasn't eating it, Grandma. And I'm all, who gave you that? He's all, and he looks at my husband. My husband's all, oh, just let him have it. And I said, no. And he goes, I got to eat my dinner first. And I couldn't stop laughing because they know it's me already. Eat your food and then you can have your treat. You know, just at least eat some of your food.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm the strict one. My husband's not.
Yeah, well, I think down the line they'll come to find that, you know, you definitely
will.
Probably have their back a little more. But
they will.
Anyways.
When they want to be comforted, they come to me. So, I mean.
I wanted to ask, this vacant position has opened, right? Who is the previous person in this area and what do they do?
I don't have that information because they don't typically give me that information at all. What I could tell you, Josh, just to kind of give you an idea too, because I think that's important, is to know, like, how many people are really even searching, right, for a general contractor. And when I say a general contractor, that could be anyone looking for remodeling, you know, drywall, you know, that all falls under, like, general contracting, right, the subcategories we call them. So I want you to keep this in mind. This was in the last 30 days, okay? It shows me that in your area, there was 1,213 searches that were done for general contractor. I would never say that that's how many phone calls you're getting, because I would go back crazy. If my phone rang that much, I would just, like, be beside myself. But
You said how many? 1,100 and what?
1,123 searches were done. 1,123. For a general contractor, that was within the last 30 days from today. So we're talking like what, November 13th to now. Or let me take it back. That's from like November 12th to December 12th. So within the last 30 days.
Are those search results in my area?
Those are in your area. And when I'm saying in your area, I'm talking within the vicinity of your zip code and within a 50-mile radius, okay?
That's awesome.
So, and that could have been someone looking, like, for, you know, remodeling or room addition, because it all falls under that category. It just tells me if they're looking for general contractor, this is how many searches it were. So, let's just say, right, 1,123 searches done. Let's just say, okay, maybe, what, 4%. Let's say 4% of those were actual phone calls. That's like almost 45 phone calls. It's like 44 phone calls, right? Yeah. There's no doubt in my mind that as long as you get them on the phone, you're looking at closing one, maybe even two jobs or more. I mean, who knows, right? But you got to be an option on that first page of Google.
I know. My current close rate is around 20 and 30%, which is
I was just
going to
ask you if you knew what it is.
Considered. So, and that's why I was like, oh, wow, because you're like walking through your pitch or whatever. You gave a personal experience. You're very personable. And then you just gave me a bunch of information to kind of think on and kind of like, you just left me really well informed. And I think that's something I can take to my clients as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's, you want, listen, no one wants, I'm going to give you a tip. Nobody wants someone, because see, me, the way I do things is I want my job to find out what you're currently doing, right? Do my research too, you know, not just ask you a bunch of questions. I should be also looking. That's why I was looking, okay, let me see where he's appearing at online. That's how I saw the Thumbtack and the Angie's, right? My job is to see what's working for you or what isn't working. What are some of your goals? You know, what are some of your concerns? And that's why I wanted to address it. Like when you said, I'm a smaller company, I don't know if this is the right, you know, time. And a lot of businesses think like you do. I'm a smaller company. If I'm on Google, listen, you know how many companies that are smaller companies that are owner-operator companies? I mean, they don't have like a big overhead. They don't have a bunch of guys mm-hmm. working for them. And they're on Google, and they are being successful because of the fact it gives them the ability to be selective. You could be very targeted. You know, you don't have to take that job and feel bad about it that you didn't take it because you're not being charged per job or per call or per click. So that's why I say you can be super selective, right? Like cherry pickup.
So assuming the 4%, right, on your current search rates for a general contractor mm-hmm. within the vicinity, if I apply my closing rate, about 9 jobs a month, right, which would – you would, in that case, the search optimization would edge out any other lead listing places.
Oh, yeah. I will tell you this.
9 leads a month.
I will tell you this. In my opinion, once you get a feel of the program and you see the return that you're getting on what you're investing to have that online presence on Google, eventually, over time, Josh, you will no longer need any of these lead generating programs. You're not going to need them anymore because you'll be generating enough revenue over time by being listed on Google. Because this is where 90% of the searches will start and stop. I will tell you, even Angie's Leads knows how important it is to be on Google. They spend millions of dollars on leads or just running Google ads. Okay. Millions of dollars a week. That'll say 25 best general contractors near me. And they run them in an area where they know that there's a heavy search because they know Google is where it's at. Yep. Those are the leads that they're capturing that they're selling to you and to your competitors. They're grabbing them off of Google. All we're simply offering you here is why not have your own company listed on Google, generate your own phone calls coming directly to you rather than paying the third party to get those same leads off of Google
100%.
And resell them to you.
100%.
Okay. So that's all we're merely doing.
Okay, perfect. Well, you've been so helpful. Was it Nadina?
Nadine.
Nadine.
It's okay.
Okay. I am very interested in this, and I think it's budget-wise, it's within reason. However, with it being around the holidays, I'm waiting to close another job here that starts this January. And then I could have the income, or I'm thinking to start this around January, I think. Maybe wait for the holidays.
Okay.
After New Year.
And I understand that. I get where you're coming from, but I do want to be transparent. I don't know if this spot would be open then, only because.
Oh no.
No, because Tara and them are still calling out on it. So I don't know if she mentioned it to you because she usually does, but when these positions open up, right, I have an inventory department here within our company that creates a list of potential businesses that qualify. And what they do is, if you have some type of online presence, you get put on the list as potentially qualified. Tara's job is to call down the list and my other representatives on the list that they're given and to start calling businesses in the area. Now, of course, if that person's already on the first page, they don't qualify. We don't even call them, right? Because that makes no sense. So Tara, when Tara messaged me, she said, listen, I have a very new business on the phone. They have really good reviews that I found. Can you talk to them? I feel that they qualify for this position. And so that's why I got on the phone with you, right? But even as we've been talking this whole time, they're still calling out on that list because let's just say, Josh, right, you do want to wait until after, you know, January, okay? I respect that. I don't say this to pressure you. I say it because I'm always going to be transparent and honest with you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to still call out because if you choose not to take the position, I still have to fill it. This is what my manager tells me. 100%. I want that position filled today, right?
Totally.
So if, let's just say, but what if you did want it, right? Then I have to message my representatives like Tara and the other team, stop calling. I have filled the position. So what they do is they stop calling and they work on other categories. Like I have a category for tree services in Fort Lauderdale, Miami that I got to get filled. I have my other team that's working on concrete services, right? Concrete and foundation out in Denver, Colorado. That's one that we're trying to fill. So we have several different categories that we're trying to fill within our department. And I'll tell you, we work with many businesses throughout the United States, you know, so there's just so many different categories. So when these categories open up, our job is to get them filled as quickly as possible. So I just want to be transparent with you that if you do wait until then, I cannot tell you that this position would still be available. I mean, I would have to take a look first. And if it's not, then, I mean, we would just always keep you on a list if in the event this should ever open back up. Then we would want to definitely reach back out to you. If I could ask you this, is it the price that you think might hold you back a little bit, like the initial investment? I mean, I'm asking to see if there's somewhere I can help you.
Yeah, the initial, yeah, I guess so. The price is a little iffy. And then it's also not a guaranteed thing. And so I just, but then it's like, risk and reward. And that's something I have to weigh as well. And,
yeah, but no, I understand. Well, if it is the initial, okay, I noticed something on your Angie's and I wanted to ask you, are you a veteran?
No.
Oh, interesting. They have you as veteran owned.
That's interesting.
Yeah. It says veteran owned.
I wonder where they did that.
You've never served in the service at all?
No.
Or your wife?
No.
Oh, interesting. Okay. No, I was just curious because, well, first I wanted to say thank you for your service. You know what I mean? Let me tell you this. If it is the initial investment, I can 100% waive that setup fee. Get rid of the setup fee. At least save you $99 there. And listen, to me, I will tell you this. $99 goes a long ways, even in my family, because, I mean, well, it doesn't fill up my gas tank, but at least 3/4 of it. California, we're super expensive, our gas
right
now.
I know.
So, you know, at least...
like $5 a gallon. Totally.
Ours is like, you don't even want to know. I think it's like up to 6 now. It seems like it goes up It's like, oh, it's coming down. And then, oh, now it's going back up again. Like it only lasts for like an hour that it comes back down. And then it's right back up and even higher than it was originally. So I can waive the setup fee to help you in that way. Okay. And then it would just be the $249 would be for you to get it starting. You pay $249 every month after. I mean, I don't know if that'll help you at all, but I could at least do that if it helps any.
I think it would definitely help a lot, actually.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, $99 goes a long ways, you know, at least for me it does. Even 50 bucks. We won't tell my husband that's what I spent on Starbucks, but that's just between us. He would, oh my gosh, he would be so mad at me. You don't even know how many Starbucks cups I have, like tumblers. He would be like, why aren't you making coffee at home and taking it to work? It's not the same. It's not the same as I'm going through the drive-thru and picking it up, you know? But, I mean, yeah, I can completely, I've waived the setup fee, so this way at least, you know, to try to help you in that way. So if you were to get started today, it would just be the $249, and then, of course, $249 every month after that. And that wouldn't change anything as far as, like, what's included in the package. Everything's still the same. It's just waiving the setup fee. So I'm going to actually resend you that email, so that way it reflects that on there. So let me just send you that.
You're definitely speaking my language, and that's probably doable. So just to be clear, you are trying to get me on the hook for this tonight, right?
To be honest, listen, I'm not here to pressure you, okay? Not at all, right? I'm here to provide you something like a solution to help you generate more business, right? But not offer you something that's going to break the bank. Okay, I'm not trying to create another bill for you. I definitely want you guys to look at this as an investment, okay? But yes, am I looking to fill the position today? Yes, I'm going to be honest. I am. And that means, like, if you choose,
that's
you know what, Nadine,
answer.
I need to wait. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, Nadine, if I need to wait, then we wait, you know? And I'll just always keep you on a list. Just so that you know, I'm not going to say, oh, well, forget them, you know? I'll always remember you.
Let me do this. let me talk, have a word with my wife real quick. Could you hold for a couple minutes?
Absolutely. Take your time.
No.
Okay. Take your time.
Thank you.
Okay?
You still with me, Nadine?
I'm still here.
Okay. So, I think this would be a smart business decision. I'd like to move forward. But I have two more questions before I pull out my credit card.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Poor sweetie. She needs to go to bed. One of the two was I need to get better at taking photos of my projects and work. I have about 3 or 4 major projects in my portfolio right now, and that is obviously going to scale up as I get more clientele. But how would whoever your designers are build that website, and what would that look like, or is that something for your
let me do this
your client interview?
Let me see. Let me take a look. I'm going to actually send you, you got the text messages I sent you earlier, right, on the phone? The one I sent you earlier, you got that? I don't know if you saw it. It said, hey, I don't know what happened. We got disconnected. I had sent you a text.
Oh, yeah, and you gave me your number and your expense.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. Okay, so you do get text messages. Let me send you this. I'm going to send you this link. Now, this is what we call a My Site. The My Site, what it does is it has a automatic SEO settings. It gives us the ability to add videos on there. Like if you took a video of a project, we can add the video. We can add pictures of your work. It has the gallery. We can even post reviews from your clients on that website. If you want us to also set it up where your clients could let's say they want to schedule appointments with you, right? We could set it up where they could schedule an appointment with you through that site. And it has like the Facebook Messenger through it. It's really cool. It has the chat bot. Like, have you ever seen those websites when you go on there and it'll say, hi, how can I help you? And it's like that little pop-up. We could even set it up like that if you wanted. So I just sent you an example. This is just for like a general contractor example so you have an idea of the layout. Now these websites, they are Google compliant, mobile friendly, and you guys even have the ability, like if your wife wanted to go on there and move photos around, she can do that too. Okay?
Oh, hey, this is awesome. Wow.
This website is customized, to also adjust to the size of device that they're looking at it from. So if you look at it, it shows you like if you're looking at it from a desktop, a tablet, or even a mobile form.
That's what we struggle with right now is qualified leads, and something this professional would definitely qualify people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, calling.
Having a website is like having, sorry, my Apple Watch is talking again. It's like having a restaurant, being at a restaurant and having a menu. People are more inclined to selecting that plate when they actually see what it looks like, right? Same thing with websites. Mm-hmm. They're more inclined to they look at how professional it looks, right? They see your work, you know, they have the ability even to fill out, there's like a contact us form. Let's say they don't have time to call you. They could fill out that form and you'll get that sent to you. It's considered a hot lead. We don't want you missing anything. So you'll get that information sent to you. It'll be in your customized tracking and reporting system, and you'll get a notification telling you, hey, there's a lead, meaning that someone's inquiring about your services. So we track all of that for you because, again, we don't want you missing anything. So it'll adjust to whatever device they're looking at it from. So this is the kind of website layout it would be, okay?
Awesome. Okay. So how do we move forward from here?
So it's going to take about maybe 15 minutes for you and I to create the account. I sent you the second email that reflected that it's $249 a month because I waived the setup fee, okay? So disregard that very first email I sent you. It's going to be the second one, the one that says just $249 okay. month to month, okay? Now, okay. I'm also sending you the second. What was your question? I'm sorry.
One second. My daughter's tired.
It's okay.
Okay. We're going to put my daughter to bed, and then I can take a look at this.
Did you need me to call you back, or?
I can call you back.
Okay.
Well, babe, hold on. Will you just hang on for a second? I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Or if you want to call me back once you're done, I'm still here for another hour and a half.
No, she's got it. I can tell.
Okay. Okay, no worries. All right, so I know it's evening time, so I'll try to get you through this as quickly as possible. I sent you a second email that's labeled Client Dashboard Analytics, Josh, and that just gives you an overview of our reporting system so that you have an idea of how the reports will look. And then I'm sending you right now these two text messages. So the first text, it's just going to have my contact information. I'm what's considered the lead on the account, but I do always like for you to have my information, and it is also at the very bottom of the email. Okay, so just to have it for your records. And I'm also sending you the number to our customer service department. Now, as I mentioned earlier, you're going to have a team that's dedicated to your account. Anytime that you have an update, you have a change, you have a question, or even a concern, you're going to contact customer service. We are always here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. You're 3 hours ahead of us, so we're always here for you 10 to 7. The only days that we won't be here for the next weeks that are coming up is going to be Christmas Day and New Year's Day. Okay? Those are the only days that we're observing the holiday. All right?
Sure, yeah. Yep.
Did those two text messages come through to you?
Yeah, I'm looking.
Okay, perfect. Now, Josh, like your last name?
Excuse me, go to mama. Yeah. Mama. I'm sorry, what was your question?
It's okay, hon. What's your last name? It's just for the account purpose.
Cunningham, C-U-N-N-I-N-G-H-A-M.
Okay. I didn't want to assume. Okay. Cunningham. All right. Now, the best number for clients to contact you on, that's going to be the 425-534-1610.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be the best number for us to reach you at as well, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the company name, so you would like us to have it listed as Cunningham Construction. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, we're going to have Google mail out that PIN code to you. What address do you want them to mail it to? I show that there's an address. I don't even know why Andres puts the addresses on there. But I do see an address, 1059 Heritage Way.
That's right. Yeah. That's ours.
Okay. And that's Cameron, North Carolina, 28326, mm-hmm. correct? Okay.
Okay. You want me down? Go ahead. Up and
they're
down,
tired,
down,
but
down,
they don't know what to do. It's okay. It's okay. I don't mind. Do what they do with the grandkids. It's like they're tired, but they don't want to lay down. And then they want to get down. And then they want you to hold them. And I'm like, okay. So you just got to kind of go along with it. Okay. Now, Josh, the card that you're going to be putting on file, is that card in your name? Does it have the business name? Or is it in both?
No. So this is the other thing. Right now I'm a sole proprietor. I'm doing good with that. But as this grows, I want to change to an LLC. So right now we're going to put it on my wife's card. And then when we get our business card set up, we're going to
That's fine. What's the name on the card? Is it just Nicole Cunningham or how is it?
Let me pull it out. It's Nicole, N-I-C-O-L, Coral, C-O-R-A-L, Anderson.
Anderson. And Nicole, she doesn't Anderson. Spell it with the E at the end?
I'm sorry. N-I-C-O-L-E. Yeah, that's right.
And then Coral, C-O-R-A-L, and then Anderson, right?
Yeah, A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N.
Perfect. Okay. And what's the billing address for that card?
What is, sweetie, is it, for that card, is it 32286?
28326. Okay, so it's the same 1059?
Yes, ma'am.
It's still the 1059 Heritage Way? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
All right. And then what's the card number whenever you're ready?
Oh, 1 second. One second, I apologize. Oh.
It's okay, no worries. She's putting the little one down, right? Because before I process the payment, I'm going to walk you through. It's called a 90-second voice verification recording. What it's going to do, Josh, it's going to outline our service agreement. So it's going to go over the billing date, the amount.
Okay.
It's going to say it's a two-month verbal agreement.
Good. I'm glad you're not doing all that talking. I know it's a lot.
And so when I'm walking you through it, right, if there's something that you don't understand, I definitely want you to stop me and say, Nadine, wait, what does that mean? So this way I can go back and review it. Because it'll also say in there, too, like if you choose to cancel or pause the account, we're just going to ask that you call 3 business days before the billing is due. So that way you don't get charged. Okay?
Sure.
So if you'd like, I can walk you through that first. And then I know she's putting the little one down, but I would love to still even do that with her too, the voice verification. So this way both of you guys are both aware. Okay. Even though I know she's knows that you're going forward with this, but I would still like to even run it by her anyways, the voice verification. Okay. But I could at least do it with you for now. All right. So let me go over that with you. Okay. Remember, if there's something you don't understand, Josh, just say Nadine. What does that mean? Okay, so that way we can discuss it. So I'm going to turn on the recording, Josh, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how you will like it to read on the first page of Google. So please state the name of your business.
Oh, I'm muted. Cunningham Construction.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Joshua Cunningham, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Now, Josh, your wife, Nicole Coral Anderson, is the one who will be making the payment on this account. You also authorize her to make any changes to the account in the event you are not able to call in and make a change?
Yes.
Now, Josh, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, just please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from local Splash?
Yes.
And we know sometimes if we call you with an update, you're in the middle of a job, you can't pick up the phone. All we ask is that you at least call within 24 business hours. I also want you to be aware, Josh, that you might receive a call from a company that's trying to sell you another type of online product. They are not associated with us. We will never call you to ask you to spend more money than what you're already paying, the $249 a month, okay? Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
I don't know what that means, Nadine.
I'm going to explain it to you. I always do. Don't feel bad. I usually do. So what we're seeing here, Josh, is we're not saying that you can't do additional, like, online marketing with other companies. What we're saying is that before you do, just give us a call so we can make sure that we are not already including that service. We just don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. Okay? We're aware that you're doing Angie's, you're doing the thumbtack. That doesn't interfere with what we're doing. We're just saying that if you choose to do anything else, just give us a heads up. Hey, this is what I'm thinking of doing. We'll say, hold on, Josh. We'll take a look. You know, you're good to go. We're not providing that service in our package. Or we might say, no, don't do it because that's already included in our program. So we're saving you from spending more money. And if you were to do something that we're already doing, it could hurt you more instead of help you. Okay?
Totally. Yes.
Okay. So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is December 13th, 2023, in the non-refundable amount of $249. Now, this is a two-month verbal agreement. What that means, Josh, is that your second payment will automatically be charged on the 13th of January, 2024, in the discounted amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment. What that means, Josh, is that once your term is completed, your agreement will just automatically renew each month on the 13th day in the discounted amount of $249. However, you may choose to cancel or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That is the number that I texted you, 877-635-6225. Now, if you choose to pause or cancel the account, Josh, we ask that you at least call 3 business days before that next billing is due, so that way you don't incur that charge. So you already know, call 3 business days before the 13th. This way you don't get charged on that date if you choose to pause or cancel it. Okay?
Okay.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. And you said it was a Visa, correct?
Mm-hmm.
What's the card number?
Card number is 4867-9669-1613-6902.
Expiration month and year?
12-28.
And the CVV code on the back?
922.
Okay. I do want to put a security question on your account here with us, okay? And I'll tell you why. Let's say somebody called you and they're claiming their local splash, right? You need to pay $5 to verify your profile. You don't give them a dime. You take down that phone number, you disconnect that call, and Josh, you call us immediately because we're not even going to ask you for an additional $5, okay? That is not us. What I would like you to always do is that whenever someone calls, this is Local Splash, ask them, what's my security question? If they hang up on you, that's because you know it's not us. If they tell you your security question is blah, blah, you give the answer, you know it's us then, okay? So the security question, you have three options. It could either be your mother's maiden name, it could be the city that you were born in, or it could be your first pet's name. What would you like for your security question?
Let's go with the first pet's name.
First pet's name? Okay. So I'm going to put your security question as being your first pet's name. What's your first pet's name?
Blake. B-L-A-K-E.
Blake? Okay. All right. So remember, even when we call you, ask, what's my security question? Okay. It's for your protection. And then in a couple of minutes, you're going to be getting a receipt that's going to be sent both to your email. We're going to send it to you in a text message as well. And then we'll go over that in a couple minutes. The next thing that I want to do, I want to schedule your client interview for tomorrow. And I want to schedule it at a time that is convenient for you. So the client interview, you don't need to be in front of a computer. The technician is basically verifying all the information that you and I went over, the crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's, talking about the Facebook page, the Facebook ads, the website. It could take about 30 or 40 minutes, sometimes a little longer. It just depends on how many questions or details you have. But tomorrow, let me tell you what times I have available and let me know if any of those times work for you, okay? So... And whatever time I give you, Josh, is your time zone. I have 10 to 11, 11 to 12, 12 to 1, 1 to 2, 2 to 3. And then I have 5 to 6, 6 to 7. Do any of those times work for you?
Two to three.
Does 2 to 3 work for you? Yeah, any time that I gave you is your time zone.
2 to 3 works then.
Okay.
Now, is that a time limit? Is that a window, or should I expect to call at 2 p.m.?
They will call you between 2 and 3 o'clock. I mean, they typically call pretty close to the 2 o'clock window. We just always give that time frame because if they're, like, let's say they're on another appointment that was before yours, like they're on a 1 to 2 appointment.
I do the same thing estimating. It's okay.
Sometimes it runs a little longer, you know, so we just want to make sure we give them enough time. So what I'm doing right now is I'm sending you this calendar invite. It's going to be in Nicole's name because the account is in her name, but I'm listing you as the primary, okay? It's just because the card that's on file is
like
her
that.
Name. Will she? It's so funny because my husband, we have Verizon, right? He's listed on the account. It's his name. He can't even, he's all... why is it I call Verizon, I'm trying to make a change, and they're like, I'm sorry, Mr. Medina, you don't have the right password. You're not authorized. We need to speak with your wife. He goes, the bill is in my name, though. And they're like, yeah, we're sorry. And I just crack up. I tell them, well, this is what happens when I'm paying the bill and I'm the one managing it. It's like, I got to have access to it to log in. And he's like, but it's in my name. And I'm all, I understand that, but I'm paying the bill. So unless you want to handle going online and paying it, he's like, no, never mind. It's okay.
May I ask what your husband does for work?
Actually, you know what? Right now, he does a lot of side projects. Right now, my husband is on dialysis. So hopefully...
Oh, no. I'm so sorry to hear that.
It's okay. Thank you. He's a cancer survivor. He, in 2019, he was diagnosed with kidney and colon cancer. And he has to be 5 years in remission. So they removed the one kidney, but the other kidney was working for both. And because he went through a very aggressive chemo, it like killed the other kidney, in other words.
Holy
so man. That's why he ended up on dialysis. However, I mean, he used to work as a mechanic with my brother-in-law, but you know, he's switching over to what, cause he does the dialysis in the center, but now he's switching over to where he can do it while he's asleep at night. So he's going to be having an outpatient surgery pretty soon. And what they're going to do is put like this, it's almost like a bag in his stomach with a solution. So it's going to act like a kidney. It's less invasive on the rest of his organs because, I mean, he's had we joke around, and I know this isn't funny, but I tell him, you're like a cat with 9 lives. I mean, that guy has survived. I'm not joking, Josh. He has survived cancer, both kidney and colon. He's had COVID twice. He got it like when it first hit the United States. They thought he was going to die, and that guy had like no symptoms, right? He's had pneumonia, bleeding ulcers, like heart attack. You name it, he's had it.
Wow.
And he's still here. So I always tell him, God's not done with you yet, buddy.
Keep him and your family in our prayers, whatever that means.
Thank you. It means a lot. I'm a believer. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Thank you. I sent you the calendar invite. So tomorrow when we call you, we're going to call you from an 877 number. You just want to make sure that you're just answering all calls within that hour. And we'll also send you a reminder an hour before your client interview. Now, let's say when we call you, Josh, you're in the middle of a call, right? And let's say you need 5 or 10 more minutes. Just pick up the call and just say, hey, can you call me right back? And we'll call you right back. Okay? You want me to repeat it? I'll repeat it, no worries.
Okay.
So let's say tomorrow when we call you for your client interview, you're like finishing up something, right? And you need just like maybe 5 or 10 more minutes. All I'm telling you is just pick up the call. And just say, hey, can you guys call me back in 5 or 10 minutes? And we will call you right back. Because we know sometimes.
So answer any call within the hour.
Yeah, just answer all calls within that 2 to 3 hour time frame because it's going to be us calling. So we just want you to be attentive to the calls that are coming through within that hour. It'll be from an 877 number, okay? And then we'll send you the reminder an hour before, too. Now, let's take a look here. Okay, so I want to go over some of your services. Now, if for some reason our call gets disconnected, I promise I did not hang up on you. It's just my phone starts acting up when I've been on the line for like an hour. Sometimes it kicks me off. I will call you right back because I got to get through these notes with you. So under your services, Josh, what do you want me to list? Some of the services that you want to be found for, and then during your client interview, they're going to go over way more in detail.
Right. So, right now, being small, we kind of do a lot, and we're looking to possibly scale back to just focusing on one thing, but we do everything from, like, flooring, carpet, vinyl, tiling. We do countertops, cabinets, framing, drywall, and then I have connections with roofers as well. So it's
nice.
Expensive.
You said framing too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to put general contractor. I mean, pretty much because that's what you are. Do you do any type of remodeling or anything? Or
yeah,
not yet?
We're trying to get in. Yes, most of our work has been with bathrooms and kitchens.
Oh, okay. You want me to put that, bathroom and kitchen remodel?
Well, it's funny because I'm without a license right now as we're growing.
Okay.
So currently
so we'll
kind of
keep
bathrooms.
It. Okay. So just bathroom remodel?
And it depends on the kitchen remodel and the scope of work as well. If it's a major renovation, I probably won't touch it, but if it's just a remodel, you should probably be safe on the safe side to say kitchen remodel as well.
So say bathroom and kitchen? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you can be, like I said, selective. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this is just residential for now?
Yeah.
Are you in the process of getting your license and insurance?
I already am insured with a general aggregate of $2 million. And that's
wow, good for you.
Thanks. It's a lengthy process to get a license here
for
in Carolina. When we moved back to Seattle, it's a kind of an all-in-one package with that state. So you register your business, and then you get approved for your license. So I'll have one within the year next year.
Okay, I'm just going to put in the process. I'll just note, it's not a requirement. I just ask out of habit. So I was just like to kind of notate so that there were like, hey, he's about it, you know? But that's good. Isn't that weird how one state is different from the other? I know California, you got to have licensing for like this
it's
and
really
that.
Strict.
And I'm just like, it's
in
crazy.
In North Carolina, the general rule of thumb is like, unless it's like a major renovation where you're moving plumbing, electrical, and HVAC, you have a permit for those trades. But for the work that I do, not really. If you keep it under 30 grand, then it's not structural. So I haven't run into any problems.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I tell you, it's like from one state it differs, you know, from one state to another.
Mm-hmm.